I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America, one beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
This is a man at the office water cooler after buying a new car.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it.
This is that man at the office water cooler after buying a new Honda Accord.
Man, this car is fantastic.
And this is that man at the office water cooler after buying a new Honda Accord during the model year clearance event happening right now.
I'm so good.
He's so good.
I'm so good.
He's so good.
Experience the joy of getting a clearance deal on a new 2012 Accord. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing. The 2012 Accords will be gone soon, so see your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Let's dance, St. Louis. Palabolas is coming. Season tickets are on sale for all shows, including the ever-popular Palabolas. Click DanceSt.Louis.org.
All right, on the way, Dawn Meadows-Dixon with a movie, good or bad. We'll find out in a minute. Before that, a reminder that if you have an accident, whether it's your fault or somebody else's fault, if hail damage, you hadn't had any hail for a while. There was a little bit of it a week or so ago. We had that storm. Whether it's that, anything short of your car being totally destroyed, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. It's interesting the consistent remarks that I get from people in emails about Schaefer, because they seem to say similar things. And one of the things they all say is, when I went to pick the car up, I couldn't believe the quality of the bodywork, and I also couldn't believe how clean the car was, because it seems like in almost every case, you have an accident when your car is dirty. In other words, you got the wrappers in there, and it's not exactly the cleanest it's ever been. If you knew you were going to have an accident, maybe you'd have cleaned it up a little more.
And had on clean underwear.
Yeah, and clean underwear. Maybe not. But people consistently say, I can't believe how clean my car. Well, they're not going to turn your car back over to you, filthy. The body work is one thing, but while you're at it, why not clean it up? Here's the other thing they're surprised at, is the other work that Schaefer does above and beyond the body work, meaning paperwork, helping people with the insurance, helping people with a rental car, taking you to get it if need be, bringing it to you if need be, picking your car up if they have to, if it's not drivable. They'll do all that. In other words, you don't have to worry about anything. All you need to know is the name Schaefer, and you tell your insurance company, that's who I want this car to go to. Seven locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Live and direct from probably her home, Dawn Meadows-Dixon, brought to you by, speaking of clean cars, brought to you by Westport Car Wash. One right behind us on Page, just east of Lynn. But we didn't get that rain, did we, today? We're supposed to get maybe a little rain this afternoon. Did it rain at all?
No, it hasn't yet.
Okay, they said around 1 o'clock, maybe scattered showers. Doesn't matter. Rain spots, you know, that dust and water makes those. Don't worry about it, because if you're near a Westport Car Wash, for a few bucks, you're going to have a really clean car. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Westport Car Wash. Here is Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
I wish I could say I was in Hollywood. Let's pretend that I am.
Wouldn't that be great? Live from Hollywood, Dawn.
Live from Hollywood.
But you know what? If people really knew what Hollywood was like, they would never...
It's awful.
It's horrible. You would never want to live in Hollywood. It's like a slum.
It smells. It's
X-rated movie houses. Actual Hollywood is a despicable place.
The Walk of Fame is beautiful, though. When I went there for the Broadcast Film Critic Awards, you know, I stayed right there. And it is fun to walk over all the names and the new names and the old names, and that was fun. But it's very touristy, and it really is dangerous after dark in that neighborhood.
Well,
so it's not
other,
as glamorous.
Here's the other thing, the Grauman's Chinese Theater with the footprints.
Yes.
It's amazing how little the feet of stars are. Their feet are little.
Really?
They're most celebrities
and
have little feet.
Their heads are big.
Their heads are big, their bodies are little, and their feet are little.
And their feet are little. What is with that?
I don't know. I guess that's why I'm not famous. My feet are too big. So you have a movie?
I do. The words. I mentioned it when I was on the air Monday. This is the Bradley Cooper film. The beautiful blue-eyed Bradley Cooper,
Easy. Come on.
And his beautiful blue eyes. In fact, I think in the film they referenced them several times. And I almost thought it seemed like there was a glow, like on his face. His eyes were so pronounced.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you sound like a woman in love.
Wait, there's not much to talk about in the film other than blue-eyed Bradley Cooper.
What is it about, this words? I don't even know what this is.
Okay, the story is, he's a writer, and he's suffering from writer's block. And on his honeymoon, he goes to Paris, of course, and buys a briefcase at an antique store. His wife buys it for him. And he goes back to New York, and he's struggling with writer's block, and he starts to look at this briefcase and thinks, I'm going to put my things in it. Maybe this will bring me luck. And he opens it up, and there is a manuscript in there, a beautiful story. So he has a moral dilemma. What does he do? I'm going to leave it at that so that you can, if you decide to see this film after my review, that there is something left.
But you know what? It actually sounds like a good premise. It could have been a good movie.
Absolutely. To me, that's the problem. There's wonderful twists. There's flashbacks as we learn more about the man who actually wrote the story. There's Dennis Quaid, who we also hear from because he's reading from a book called The Words. And all of these stories are intersecting. And I think, wow, this has the making of a great story. And then it goes nowhere. I mean, every twist leads nowhere. They reveal a little bit about what's in the book, but it's funny because the film is called The Words, and yet we get very few words from that story. They talk about how beautiful the story is. We never hear about the story. I never hear a great story. And so we're forced to follow these different twists and flashbacks, which include Dennis Quaid as a writer reading from a book, and then Jeremy Irons, this mystery man who doesn't even have a name. They just call him Old Man, and apparently he has something to do with the manuscript. And then you're waiting for something big to happen, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is it, this is it. Nothing. But you do see beautiful blue-eyed Bradley
Cooper.
Here she goes again.
Boy, does your husband have any idea?
And I do think he takes his shirt off for anybody who likes
him. Oh, no way.
Wow.
But it's not a racy film, and it's PG-13. And I feel like I've seen this story before, this moral dilemma, and I thought maybe this is going to be done, you know, maybe this time it's going to be done right. We're going to have really an interesting story, and unfortunately, I couldn't find it. And then I come to find out that the director, the two co-writers, are childhood friends of beautiful blue-eyed Bradley Cooper. And I'm thinking maybe he owed them a favor that he decided to make this movie because he produced it, and he had to have known there were so many holes and it just wasn't working. Now, there are some people that walked out of the theater, I'm sure, that loved it because they gave it the benefit of the doubt, but I was waiting for more to happen. Personally, it fell short.
You know the movie that I remember that if I remember right, ended up going nowhere, and you were mad because along the way it was so tremendous. The Game with Michael Douglas.
Oh,
remember that?
Love that.
And you're thinking, oh man, this is great, and it just kind of went nowhere. But boy, did it seem like it was going to be
now,
a good
what
movie.
What year was that? Was that?
Oh, that's 15,
90
years ago, easily, maybe 20.
Was that with Demi Moore?
Sean Penn and Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. Was Sean Penn his brother?
Penn.
Played
yes.
his brother. Yeah, and his brother gave him a birthday present.
This movie.
His brother gave him a birthday present or something, and it was this game. And you didn't know what was coming.
It
was
life.
It was really a
thriller.
Intense.
Yeah. I love Michael Douglas in a thriller. At least I used to love. He, of course, is now shooting the Liberace film.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am. Let's go back to this. The words. How many ARDs? I don't hear many.
Two and a quarter. I may be getting nice at my.
You are. No, you are. You're getting a little bit generous because that doesn't match what you just described. Here they come, right here. You know what it's for? The blue eyes and the shirt off.
I couldn't see past those beautiful blue.
Oh my goodness!
Did she say two and a quarter? Two and a half.
Two and a quarter.
Two and a quarter. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
You said beautiful blue eyes like eight times.
I know.
Yeah, easy.
I'm embarrassed.
Calm down.
Shame on me.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
Go calm down. Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye, Dawn Meadows-Dixon, everybody. Wow, she's got a thing for that.
No kidding.
That Bradley Cooper. Who's the little guy who looks just like him, the midget, Mini Cooper?
Oh, my goodness.
See what I did?
Yeah.
See what I did there? Car dwarf humor.
Yes.
That is the hottest thing going now. We are going to take a break. When we come out of the break, in the studio, we will have Peter Rexford from Chandler Hill Vineyards. That's right. If Mike Evans were here, he'd knock Peter Rexford over the head, take all his wine, and run back to Southern California. So don't go away. We'll be right back on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the generation that survived the 60s. The British invasion, Woodstock, Vietnam, the civil rights struggle, sent 24 human beings to explore the moon, endured Watergate, and even worse, disco. The baby boomers.
Far out, man.
And you can tap the potential of this key market at the 2012 KTRS Baby Boomer Expo, coming up this fall at the Ameristar Casino Resort Spa in St. Charles. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab at the top of the homepage. Exhibit space and sponsorships are limited, so get yours now before they sell out. The 2012 Baby Boomer Expo.
Talking about my generation.
From the Big 550.
Farm out, right arm.
KTRS.
O'Reilly.
When it comes to safety, there's nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. And whether it's a high-pitched squeal, pulling to one side or another, or a grinding metal sound, or a vibrating steering wheel, you know when you have a brake problem. When it's time to replace your brakes, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's Brake Best Select, or Wagner Thermo Quiet, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts and accessories you need at everyday low prices. Some simple maintenance on your brake system today can save you from costly repairs down the road or even a dangerous accident. Play it safe with brakes you can count on from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly, O'Reilly, Auto Parts.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now, 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasures safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dino holds all my favorite cars.
See his eyes? They're always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a Stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
As a St. Louisan, you like to hear about good St. Louis success stories. Well, that's Jennifer Williams from St. Louis Closet Company. 20 years ago, she started St. Louis Closet Company, and today, it's as good as it's ever been. 100% custom closets manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, 100% truly made and manufactured right here in St. Louis. St. Louis Closet Company has a brand new showroom on Big Bend in Maplewood. To find out more, 314-781-9000. Call them today. They'll come out to your house and give you a free free in-home estimate. They'll take that space and they'll turn it into closets. They'll go to their Maplewood facility, they'll manufacture it, and they'll custom make it. Then they'll turn back to your house and get it installed in just one day. St. Louis Closet Company. All sorts of deals by a St. Louis company. 314-781-9000 or stlouiscloseteco.com. 20 plus years of being St. Louis, St. Louis Closet Company.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you know the Fountain on Locust is just 3 blocks from the Fox Theater? Go to fountainonlocust.com. Yeah.
This Saturday, Mizzou battles Arizona State.
Don't miss the First Community Credit Union halftime show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go to firstcommunity.com for all your savings and loans.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Maybe you wanna get Welcome to the all-new 550 Motown All the Time. Motown 550. But only we need to shake this station up. We're having a party in the studio. There's a rule that you're not to drink alcoholic beverages when you're on the air.
Really?
I'm serious. That's a real rule. But there's an exception. I will read to you from the KTRS handbook. Under no circumstances are on-air personalities, producers, or any other persons, that's the way they wrote it, associated with any radio show, ever to indulge in alcoholic beverages in the course of on-air programming. Exceptions are to be made only if an advertiser is engaged in the business of selling or the purveyance of alcoholic beverages, such as a vineyard.
Oh.
In this case, it is acceptable for the host and or other parties involved with the show to engage in and imbibe. When it comes to alcoholic beverages, station management prefers it be limited to wines and only quality wines. Well,
ooh, wow.
Not a problem.
We're covered.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Chandler Hill Vineyards, a man with a movie star name. If there, ever there was a name for the movies, and it's a Western, Sons of the of San Joaquin Hill, starring Peter Rexford.
Yeah. Oh, holy cow.
And the voice.
John Wayne and Peter Rexford together again in Bloodthirsty Cowboys. How you doing?
Fine, but that would mean that we're both dead.
Well, no.
He's dead, so I'd have to die.
No, that's not
true.
Glenn Campbell was in a movie with him, and he's not dead.
You could have
played the part of one of those kids in the Cowboys. Was it called The Cowboys?
Right. With and John now you're Ryan. A grown man.
I see. Okay, yeah. So you mean prior to this. I thought, yes. You mean going forward, I'd have to die to be the... Okay,
no, you know what? It is a good Western movie star named Peter Rexford. That's a movie name.
And the voice, too.
Really?
Yeah. See, I said earlier, nobody works here full-time, has a radio voice, and he's not even in radio anymore. He has a better voice than we do. And he also has great wine. We're having a rosé. You say this is currently the best-selling wine at Chandler Hill.
I will not say it's the best-selling. The best-selling is the other one that I have here, which is the Lakoff Vignol. What you're trying right now, I should say, what you're imbibing right now, that is the Cold Spring Rosé. This is made from our Chambersin grapes, and people are going crazy for it. The thing is, it's very limited. It's a limited edition, and as a result, we're not going to have it.
Now, is that a sales gimmick?
We were only able to make so much.
Okay.
We only have so much in terms of the vineyards, the Vignol and the Chambersin.
Did the drought hurt your...
No, actually, it was okay because we're irrigated.
Now, the heat.
Oh, nice. Irrigated.
Yeah, yeah. But the heat, that's sort of another deal. That was, it stressed everything out. But
I thought I read an article that said that certain grapes benefited from the heat. Drought. It makes the grapes sweeter or something.
It can, because they'll be substantially smaller. If they're non-irrigated, the grapes will be smaller, and then they are just infused like crazy.
Tina, reach over here, and I'll show you what big grapes feel like.
Whoa.
Hanging on the vine.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Huh? Yeah. You like that?
They're drooping.
I didn't think you were doing a call-in. Well,
I guess
hangers.
He didn't get any. You had too much heat and no water, I see.
I need more water.
Jeez.
So we did
have an issue, though, because we had, as you may remember, an early freeze. Yeah. And that really nipped the buds. Let that one go.
Okay. In this case, it's a
nip it in the bud.
Thank you, Barney.
I'm going to be all over the place here, and I know you have.
That's fine.
But these crackers. See, for those of you who've never been to Chandler Hill, they have a little store, and they have some specialty cookies and crackers and cheese.
High quality.
These crackers are unbelievable. They're not even crackers. They're called
Water Thins. Right.
Get a box of these.
I'm telling you, Cindy Gillentine is a person.
Oh, my darling Gillentine.
Wow.
Not scripted.
Okay. Really? Let's get you all another glass of wine. I don't think I'm happy enough yet.
It'll get better.
Now, she runs the market, and she's able to find stuff that is just spectacular. And so it's a ton of fun. A lot of people who come out, they want to sit around, have great wine, look at the view, and, of course, the sandwiches.
You show the view on TV out there? They look at the view?
See what I did there?
No, I see wine. I'm telling you, when I have a little wine, the creative stuff just blows. It just erupts.
Yes.
No, but the marketplace people love. And by the way, I've got to just throw this out because I think it is the highest we've ever had. 81 weddings this year.
Wow.
81. Yeah. Completely 81. Out of control. Yeah. And then the corporate events are just they're through the roof. Absolutely through the roof.
But we knew this would happen because for people who've never been to Chandler Hill, forget every other winery seen in Missouri.
Once you see the place.
Yeah, they're not even close.
I know. I've been to one where it was the little shack.
Yeah, they're not even close.
Well,
this place could be in Napa Valley, and it would fit right in. And it's made to be open year-round. A lot of these places are going to be closing here in a few weeks.
Oh, big fireplace?
Yeah, you don't close.
That is true. No, in fact, the winter, if you ask me, is the best time of year to be there because, as Ian just mentioned, the fireplace is the greatest. And, you know, when the place...
You can park a Buick in it.
Yeah.
A family of six can walk in the fireplace.
No, it's true.
With fire.
When it was being built, true story, I'm standing there, and the architect is out there, and I'm looking around, and I'm looking at the fireplace, and I said, okay, it's looking really good. What's the little pipe in there for, that metal pipe? And he goes, well, that's for the gas. And I said, why? And he said, well, it's going to be a gas fireplace. And I looked at him. I said, no, it's not. And he goes,
boss.
Well, no, I'm not the boss.
Sounds to me like you're the boss.
I am not the boss. I am not the boss. But on this one, it only made sense. And I said, why would you do a gas fireplace? And he said, well, it's cheaper and it's easier. And I said, okay, I'll buy easier. You switch a button and it goes on. In terms of cheaper, look around you. We have 100 acres of woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come
now,
on.
Now, do you cut the wood yourself?
Actually, it's funny because we have a splitter out there. Do I personally? I have assisted, but no, I'm not out there with an axe. Yeah,
I would not be either.
No.
I'd be drinking wine, watching other people cut the wood.
Looking good, guys.
So you don't close. And I would always advise anybody, and we're going to get to the wine here in a second, before you go out to Chandler Hill, which is so close, from 40 and 94, what do we do, 15 minutes tops?
Not even that.
12?
Yeah.
Check the website because you don't want to get out there and find there's a private function.
Right.
And it's as easy as just ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
Exactly.
And you'll see who's entertaining there, what the live entertainment is. The menu is there. The food is great. Lunch and dinner. Now, go ahead.
Actually, we started a cool thing on Wednesday nights. It's a family and friends dinner night. It's a family-style dinner. And Chef Corey comes up with these great menus every Wednesday. And we have got tons of people from the area out there, as well as over here on the Missouri side. When I say Missouri, I mean Missouri River.
Right.
And Chesterfield Valley. I mean, we're all of 18 minutes from Chesterfield Valley. So we're getting a lot of people from there. So, these Wednesday night dinners are just huge. They're fantastic. And then, as you say, on the weekends, it's bustling.
What time do they start?
On Wednesday nights, I think it's 6 o'clock, 6:30.
How long does it go?
It goes until, 9 o'clock, 9:30, whatever. It's one of those things where we don't have set hours of, if we've got, 10 people in there and they're having a good time, we stay open. You know,
so
we,
you can go. You could go for dinner like at 7 or 7:30.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So right now you're still open 7 days a week. Right?
We are, and we're planning on staying open 7 days a week, even during the winter. You know, we're going to take a look once we get into January and February. But I'll tell you, on weekends in January and February, it's just as busy as it is.
Well, first of all, you talk about a beautiful place. There's not a season where this place is not spectacular.
See the snow and
snow,
all the
goodness.
Leaves are down. Yeah. You can see, yeah.
And it was meant to be spectacular for four seasons. Now, do we need to promote any? What other wine do we have here?
Well,
yeah, again, this rosé is called Cold Spring.
Cold Spring rosé.
Yeah, see, Tina took a taste, and then she took like 18 more tastes.
Yes.
And now I'm out.
Yeah, now she loves it. And she look at this, her glass is empty. Now, so what else do we have?
I know her glass is empty. Okay. How
much is this rosé?
I'm going to say, I wish I had it here in front of me. I'm going to say it's about $25.
You're not prepared.
I'm not prepared, no.
What else do we have?
This is our number one seller. This is the Vignol. And as I've said before, if you sit on the deck looking out over the vineyards, that's all of our Vignol. And that is from which this is made. And people just go crazy. It's a semi-dry. And it's not dry. It's not sweet. It's right in between. And Tina, I do recall this is your favorite wine.
That and the Riesling, yes. So you have people that go out there and pick grape by grape by grape? Or do they grab handfuls? Or how does that work?
They grab them by bunches, don't they?
Well, in terms of the harvest, we do a harvest where we go through and we will just do a pick in one day. Now, that having been said, it's interesting you mentioned that. A week from this Friday, check the website on this, we're going to have a Chamberson harvest. People who want to come out and see how they are harvested, and that's by hand. And you know what? If they want to jump in and if they want to cut some grapes and throw
this
them.
This is like Tom Sawyer getting people to help him paint the fence. This is
nice.
No, yes. This is brilliant. If you want, hey, you want to come out and get some experience, then they don't have to do the work. This is great.
Well, actually, you could just come out and watch.
You ought to call it Tom Sawyer Day.
Well,
and any other time, you can just walk around, right, to look through the vineyards and everything?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. We invite people to go down the vineyard. In fact, we have the beautiful scenic lake at the bottom, and a lot of times people bring a fishing pole out and start to pull a couple of bass out of the lake, and that's fine. You know, we love it. Having people walk around the property, we adore because we're so proud of it and everything that is out there.
How long have you been open now?
Just about 4.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going extraordinarily well.
The other wineries have to hate you. I mean, really. They have to hate that you open. Because it makes them look bad.
No, you know what's nice about this? Think about this, and this is the way I try to explain it to people. If there were only three wineries in Napa, would anybody go? No. It wouldn't. It would not be a destination. And what I do is I say, come on out. Don't just stop with us. Go out to the other ones. Some have beautiful views. Some have a fun food. Some have a little nursery that is attached to the winery. Everybody has something different. So I'm not one of these people who says, only come to us. Now, we're thrilled when people do, and a lot of time people just end up staying.
Are women allowed to breastfeed on your deck?
Oh, ooh. Wow, where did that come from?
He said nursery, and it made me think of nursery, and I've had a little wine. So if a woman had it feeding time, yes. Would she be allowed to do that?
Absolutely, without question. And
as she should.
Put it this way, we would be shut down if we prohibited that, too.
Right.
So,
should be.
Go figure.
Should be. Now, what are we tasting here?
Okay, this is the late harvest. Ooh. And I have to slide them down here as best as I can.
Late harvest.
Yeah, this is that really, really sweet stuff,
this,
right?
Exactly. And this is called Vintner's Row.
Is that the one that I have? The one
no,
that
you have,
no, you have the Vignol. Although very good, Dan, because they are made out of the Vignol grapes.
This is both. Almost like a little brandy.
Dessert wine.
Yeah.
I want to try that.
New glass.
Thank you. But what's nice about this, what's fun, is that we have had a late harvest in the past. This is also from the vineyards directly out in front. What you do is you let a portion of the vineyard just keep going. After maturity, just let them almost turn into raisins, and they get so sweet it's almost illegal. And then you crush those, and the alcohol content, the sugar content, it goes through the roof, and you come up with this as a late harvest dessert wine.
And this is so sweet, you wouldn't want to drink a whole glass of this. You want a little decanter.
Right. Yeah, and that's why
not
we
decanter,
do the smaller
glasses. What
snifter.
What's the
baby
name of this?
Snifter.
Like a mini snifter?
Right. Exactly.
That's a car. No, it's Mini Cooper.
But, no, this is kind of fun because...
mini driver.
The matriarch.
See, she's drunk.
Oh, really?
Brother.
She thinks that's funny.
We got another hour of
she
this.
Thinks that's funny.
No, the matriarch of the winery, her name is Jackie Shillington.
You know what I think would be funny is if we all got fired right now.
Really?
if Mike Dorsey walked in here and didn't know about the exception in the handbook, and he came in and falsely, wrongly fired us, then we sue him.
We could be on the news.
Yes.
You know, like you asked for it or whatever.
Yeah, I want to be on all the stations except Fox 2 because I'm tired of hearing about Fox 2.
I can't
be
fired.
I'll be on all the other stations.
I guess I would just be asked to leave. I wouldn't be fired.
You can't be fired.
You might get the job. They might hire you.
I just stay here on the air while you all were escorted out.
Would you ever want to come and fill in for somebody if they had like a vacation to come back? Because you did radio.
Oh, 3 years, yeah.
Would you ever want to do that?
Why not? Sure. I mean, it's been
this place is desperate.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
There's
no pool to pick from. You got Paul Harris, who is an A-plus broadcaster.
Okay.
And then it starts to just become, there's not much out there.
Watered.
Yeah, Bill Cleveland, and then you're done. So I think they should call you.
Okay.
You could do a show on wine. Why not?
I need to come out and get some of that dessert wine.
No, I'm serious. I think this is one of those things everybody is exposed to. When you go to a restaurant, here's the wine list. We have no idea what we're looking at, and I think it'd be a great show. I think you could do a show or a couple of shows. And talk about wine. So I'm going to tell him that you're...
Okay. Well,
now, what else before, because we're running out of time, what else do you want to make sure we get in here about...
Okay, I was going to mention Jackie Shillington, matriarch of the winery. This is named after her. Her maiden name was Roe, R-O-W-E, so that's why we called it Vintner's Roe. But we have got coming up, and this is a huge one. Definitely go on the website for this. November 9th, we have our Missouri Harvest Dinner. Chef Corey Ellsworth is putting together... You cannot believe the lineup. The chilled jumbo scallops and the salad, the confit leg of rabbit.
That's confit.
Confit.
There you go.
Confit.
Confit.
When you hear somebody say, "What's the matter? You're not going to do it. You're getting confit."
Oh, is that it?
That's what that's from.
Goodness. Oh, bro.
Wow.
Hey, what do you mean the wedding's off? You're getting confit? See, Tina thinks it's funny because she's drunk.
Yes.
Wow.
Go ahead, Tina.
What was the date? I'm looking at my
November.
November 9th. Check out the website on that. And by the way, we've got something kind of cool that we're doing an exclusive with now.
Man, I hate your voice. You know, we should have that voice. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to mention, and I think you'll really appreciate this. We're teaming up with a guy named Scooter Guy.
That's a good name.
Okay, Scooter Guy actually came up with a pretty darn good idea and is doing extremely well. I think he's got other guys loaded on with him. What happens is you get out to a winery, you go someplace, and all of a sudden you realize, like Tina right now, there's no chance I'm driving home. So what do? You're all the way out at the winery. Well, Scooter Guy has teamed up with Chandler Hill.
He didn't put you on a scooter, though.
No, he comes out on this little scooter. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Call it up on the website.
I've heard of this, yes.
He comes out on this little scooter, and he drives your car with you and your friends back to your home. So you've got your car at your home.
And spend the night at your house?
His scooter fits in the trunk,
In the trunk. And then he pulls the scooter out, and then he drives away.
Wow.
So you no longer have any worries. I mean, it's a pretty cool deal.
That's
a good setup.
That's a very good service,
And
will Scooter Guy come to the station?
Right now,
Regina, is that okay? Good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think it's kind of a neat deal that we've got going there. But, we've just got so much stuff that's being lined up for Thanksgiving and for the holidays.
So just go to the website, ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
.com, right.
This is some good stuff. Mm-hmm. And especially, and I know this is about wine, but these crackers, this pepper whatever thing.
Yeah,
have you tried the chocolate mint cookies?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Now, normally, you come, and then you take everything back with you. Like an Indian giver. But today, you said you're going to actually leave us some Chandler Hill glasses. But
actually, I'm leaving you the little snifter glasses.
Beautiful.
Here, so there you go.
That's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Exactly. Well,
it's always a pleasure. And what's funny is I told Peter out in the hall, I said, we had 10 minutes. What are we, 20, 25?
Hell yeah.
Are you going to fill this up before you go?
You're going to fill this up? Hey. Oh, how some people cannot handle.
We need to start bringing him in 15 minutes before the show is over. This is not good.
Yeah. This Tina's done. She's gone.
Seeing all the people sitting on 270 going southbound right now, moving at 2 miles an hour, are so upset.
Well, they're upset. I think when they're upset because they're just leaving a real job and they're listening to a bunch of people who are their job is sitting here
getting
drinking wine,
we work
eating
hard.
Crackers.
And it's not fair. Life's not fair.
We work hard.
Yeah. So, ChandlerHillVineyards.com. We haven't really talked about the food, but let me tell you something. If you go out there for lunch or dinner, you will not have, I don't know of too many places where you'll have a better meal. And you may not think of a really good meal at one of the wineries, but they have a menu that'll rival anybody in Clayton or it's really good food. You have to have that kind of food when you're serving this kind of wine, but otherwise it's a mismatch. So, we'll send them. They'll come out. And again, I advise anybody, check the website before you head out, just in case. As he said, Peter said they had 81 weddings this year. That's just the weddings. That's not the other events. So check the website.
Please All do. Right.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Pleasure. Peter Rexford, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow. Thank
Western
you so much.
Western movie star. Wow. Take a break?
Yes.
All right. We're coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. And this traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included. Ends September 30th. We have a report of an accident. It's at Halls Ferry and Lucas and Hunt. We also have debris in the roadway northbound 270 near Manchester. MoDOT saying you may have to come to a stop with the stuff until they clean it up. Southbound 270 already slow now, approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry on westbound 64. It is heavy, though, from the Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason. You're heavy from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 55, westbound 44 looks pretty good. Westbound 70, a little heavy past the airport. Slow again from Mid River Small Drive through T.R. Hughes. This report's also brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor about Social Security. Were you happy when he showed you the difference between the best possible decision and the worst possible decision? Could mean the difference of an extra $50, $60, or even $100,000 or more of lifetime income. What about when you met with your accountant and he showed you how to pay little or no tax on Social Security? The chances are you probably never had those conversations. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, on September 25th at the Lodge de Pere at noon or 6 p.m. for my next workshop called Savvy Social Security Planning for Baby Boomers. Call 314-831-6000 and reserve your seat today. The time is now for you to start educating yourself about Social Security and the 81 different options and how to minimize tax on Social Security. Call 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors Incorporated and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
Hi, I'm George Weber, president of Weber Chevrolet and a proud parent of a student at CBC High School. As a current parent, I can say that I am extremely impressed with how dedicated the staff and teachers are. My son found his niche at CBC in the music and fine arts program and has grown so much in just a short time. I am extremely proud of the school today because his teachers at CBC continue to set the bar high for all their students. They expect more from them, and they expect their alumni to have all the tools they need to succeed in college and in life. This year, I invite all parents and alumni to connect with CBC and see why CBC remains one of the most popular college preparatory high schools in St. Louis. There are many things that will make you proud. There has never been a better time to be part of CBC. I'm George Weber of Weber Chevrolet, and I am one, but I'm not the only one. CBC High School, men for tomorrow, brothers for life.
You can learn more about all the great things happening at CBC. Go online to cbchs.org or contact the CBC Alumni Relations Office at 314-985-6098.
It was a little earlier than usual, but hey, there's alcohol involved, so everything's off a little bit. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Bill, I wish you could be here. We have wine sampling and crackers.
Bill doesn't
cookies,
drink.
And well, he could eat crackers and cookies.
Yes,
I could eat crackers.
Now, when she says you don't drink, have you never tasted wine?
I have, and once in a while, but I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and I have never in my entire life been drunk, ever.
Well, that's a good thing. I don't get
neither
drunk.
Neither
have we. Tina, you're drunk right now.
Oh my God.
I don't get drunk, but you don't drink at all?
You know, once in a great while I might have a little wine or something, but I mean, really, it's very, very rare. I just, for whatever reason, have never enjoyed the taste of alcohol, and definitely don't like beer.
Me neither. I've never had a beer.
I've heard you say, wait, hold it.
What?
Are you
never?
Serious?
Yeah.
You've never had a
it
beer?
It smells too gross to even drink.
What?
Now that you've mentioned that, I don't think I've ever had a beer either. I can't stand the smell either.
Really?
My wife has never had
Angela's the same way.
My wife's never had a cup of coffee. Never a
Me
cup
neither.
Of coffee.
Wow.
Or a cigarette. Wow. We're like Mormons.
Simpatico.
All right, Bill, it's all yours.
All right. Well, the NFL is looking into Nike's new uniform pants because they're so sheer you can actually see what the players are wearing underneath.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the pants are centered in the Buffalo Bills defense.
Oh, boy.
Remember I told you yesterday about that rotten egg smell? It's all over Southern California.
Well, it's gone now, but yeah, it was.
Well, they identified it. Apparently NBC had just rolled out its new fall schedule.
Oh.
And JetBlue Airways is reducing the amount of legroom on some flights. JetBlue says they're doing this to appeal to their main customers, contortionists.
Yeah. That's one thing I hate. It's all that leg room. On
I know. I'm with you,
too much leg room.
Horrible. And finally, this afternoon. Well, she's back in the news after all these years. Monica Lewinsky is reportedly working on a book deal.
All right.
It's going to be the first autobiography where all the pages are stuck together.
I'll get it.
The Bill Clevland segment. Even funnier when you're drunk. The Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab, of course, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See you later.
Are we good to the top of the hour?
Yes.
Except for what I have. Peter, sit down for a sec. Put your headphones on. We'll have Peter Reckford stay till the top of the hour. Because he said something to me off the air. And we're going to have to fix this problem. You said you've never been in a Meanies.
Don't hit me.
No, I'm not.
Don't make me a bad person.
But you've never been in.
I have not yet been in a Meanies, no. But I've seen their ads, and I've heard you talk about them, and holy cow, I can't wait to go.
You have to go in.
Okay.
This is, in the same way that everybody should go and see Chandler Hill, and once you go, you'll go back. You have to go in a Meanies. And I'm guilty of looking at that building, and I looked at it for a long, long time, and I never went in because I was intimidated by it. I thought, what the heck is this? A copper dome thing, and it looks big, and I didn't really know, you know, what it was. And then when I did go in, I remember what I went in for. I went in to buy a can of that shuffleboard dust or whatever you call the stuff you put on a shuffleboard. That's all I was in there for, was a can of that stuff. And then I started to realize that the shuffleboard tables obviously were there, and pool tables, and darts, and pinball, and arcade games, and beautiful, beautiful rugs. Now, let me just talk to you for a second about rugs. And I don't know, I'm not an expert on rugs, but when people wonder why a handmade Oriental rug can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Peter, do you have any Oriental rugs?
I do, actually. My brother, as you know, lives in India, and he's brought some back from that part of the country.
When you tell people this, they think, well, you're exaggerating, but you're not exaggerating. We've been in our house 26 years. 26 years ago, before one piece of furniture was put in the family room, which is a wooden floor, the first thing I had put in the house, and I splurged because I used to have a lot of money, and I paid $10,000 for an Oriental rug, and that went down on the floor before anything went in the house. That rug is still there 26 years later. It looks exactly like it did the day it went down. And in our front door, when you walk in the front door of our house, there's a little Persian rug. It's like 4 feet by 6 feet. It's a Persian rug. We bought it in an auction for, I think, $600 or $800. We stole it because it's a handmade rug. That's the rug everybody steps on when it's been at that front door for at least 24 years, and it's not faded, it's not worn. There's something almost magical about these handmade rugs, and when people wonder why they're so expensive, it's like artwork. It takes a family in places like India a couple of years to put some of these rugs together. Amini's has these rugs. You can buy a rug for $30,000 at Amini's, or you can buy a rug for $500.
There are machine-made rugs that will do what you need them to do. They'll light up the room, and they'll be practical and colorful. My point is this. Amini's has sort of something for everybody. You can spend a whole lot of money. You can spend a little bit of money. But whatever you get, it's never going to be junk. It's always going to be good stuff. They have practical things, patio furniture. I would put patio furniture in the category of both practical and fun. They have a patio coffee table that has this broken glass kind of stuff that gas, you hook it to a gas line, and flames come out of the glass. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah. By the way, I'm a dead man now because we need new patio furniture.
Oh,
so
you know that from
this
spring,
weekend, my wife and I will be at Amini's. I guarantee you.
Yeah, you go when they have the
spring till fall. From spring until fall, they rack up in sales more from patio furniture than anything they sell at Amini's.
Wow.
That's a fact. So this is the perfect time of year now through, let's say, October, because they had a lot of patio furniture on sale. And I've talked a lot about families doing things together, and I'm real big on that. And I know that some of the stuff I say seems kind of corny, but it's not really corny at all, because I know too many families where the parents and the kids have nothing in common. They don't do anything together. They watch different TV shows in different rooms. There are things in Amini's that your family cannot help but do together, whether it's around a pool table or an arcade game or a dartboard. It's the kind of stuff that makes a basement Rathskeller, if you want to call it that, the gathering place for not just people in the family, but when people come over, they can't wait to go down and fire this stuff up. Foosball tables, it's all at Amini's, home of the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley. The website is as easy as the name of the place, Amini's.com, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. We have about half a minute. Is there anything else that you want to say about Chandler Hill Vineyards before we go there? And by the way, do you know the looks bad, feels great joke? Do you know that?
I do not know that. No, no.
When you get in your car,
all right,
turn the radio up, because we're going to have what may be the best joke ever written.
Wow.
Since jokes have been whatever.
I'm ready. One of my favorites.
It's cool. It's the best. 5 o'clock. Stick around. Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.